When Jesus was standing before Pilate, he asked him, "Where are you from?" Pilate did not ask, "Who are you?" but "Whence art thou?" Pilate already knew that Jesus was a Galilean, yet he perceived that Christ to be something more than a man. If he was really from heaven, he would not crucify him. Therefore he asked him privately of his origin. Pilate had already asked 6 questions, and there remained only one more which he would ask. It may have been at this moment that Claudia, the wife of Pilate, sent her message to her husband. You can read it for yourself in Matthew 27 and verse 19. When he sat down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, "Have nothing to do with this just man, for I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him." Pilate was married to a woman named Claudius, the youngest daughter of Julia, the daughter of Caesar Augustus. She had been married 3 times, and the last time to Tiberius. And when Tiberius banished her from his presence, when she bore Claudia to a Roman knight, when Claudia was 13, her mother sent her to be brought up by Tiberius. And when she was 16, Pilate himself met Claudia and asked Tiberius for permission to marry her. Thus Pilate married into the emperor's family, which assured his political future. Roman governors was forbidden to take their wives with them to the province. Most politicians was happy about this, but not Pilate. After Pilate had been in Jerusalem 6 years, he sent for Claudia, who was more than eager to leave the capital of the world. I think that we could conclude that Claudia must have heard of Jesus, perhaps from the Jewish maid who prepared her bath, or the stewards who brought news about him. She might actually have seen him. She might have even heard his message. Since no man ever spake as this man, her own soul was stirred. The Romans took a hard position in submitting to the law. No woman was allowed to interfere in the process of law, nor even to offer a suggestion concerning legal procedure. What made Claudius do what she did is all the more remarkable, is that she sent a message to her husband the very day he was deciding the most important case of his career, the only one for which he would ever be remembered, the trial of Jesus Christ. To send a message to a judge while he was in court was a punishable offense. Only the awfulness of the deed she saw about to be done could have moved her to do such. When the women of Israel were silent, this heathen woman bore witness to the innocence of Jesus and asked her husband to deal with him in a righteous way. When Pilate found that his prisoner was remaining silent, he said, "Why are you not talking to me? Don't you know I have the power to crucify you or to deliver you?" Pilate was speaking of his power to release or to condemn. But if the prisoner before him was innocent, Pilate had no power to crucify him. And if he was guilty, he had no power to release him. So what did Jesus say? "Thou would have no power at all over me if it had not been given to you from above." The power that Pilate was boasting of was a given power. It was not a power given by Tiberius, but it was from above. Whether rulers know it or not, all earthly authority is derived from on high. "By me kings reign," said the book of Proverbs. This bold rebuke of Pilate reminded him of his dependence upon God. Pilate was afraid if he released the prisoner, complaints would be made to the already suspicious emperor that he was guilty of conspiracy and treason. But in the end, those who fear men rather than God lose out altogether. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.